This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
7, stop your bloody laughing, mate.
I might go down.
What are you going on about, mate?
No, I can't say.
Okay. There's something to do on that. Oh, yes.
Can you see that now?
All right, let me read the headline. good. So I've just got the news page up. It says, good Lord, scientists have dredged up a...
penis fish.
Yes, a penis fish from the depths of the... It just looks like a... anyway.
It just looks like a penis.
It's breaking news here in Australia. Must be a slow news day. Hey,
I want to call the cops.
Hey, let's lift this show's... Let's out become a little bit more highbrow with your weekly segment as you review an indie film.
I feel like it's become less about the reviews, though. I'm just very interested in hearing what
Jim,
you make out of it.
No, don't take over in any sense. I don't think that's not our personality. Okay, hit us.
So
name.
Yes, I actually cut it to the curb this week. I watched it last night.
Cut it real fine.
Very, very fine.
That's how I did all my homework in high school and uni. Well, no, I didn't do it. But anyway, continue.
It was called What If, and it was an indie rom-com, which I'm not a massive fan of rom-coms, but Daniel Radcliffe was in it, and I actually really like him as an actor outside of the Harry Potter films. I think he's quite good.
Okay.
So there you go.
No more info required.
No. Okay.
So now the goal for me and Jim here is to guess the plot of the film.
Yes.
Seemingly by the information that you've just provided there, Elsie. Jim, would you like to have the honours and go first?
Okay, if you'd like me to. Okay. Firstly, I believe this movie to be a spin-off of Harry Potter.
Oh, he's taken my idea.
Okay. You were both going with that.
That means we're more than likely correct if we've both gone for it. So it's a spin-off.
Yep.
It's after the ending of all the Harry Potters, and being the title What If, it is what if he didn't go to Hogwarts?
Okay.
What if he stayed with that fat oath that he lived with?
Yep.
And the weird mother and odd child.
Yep.
What if he just lived
with them?
With them. It goes on. He actually does at some point, though, here's the kicker, still meet Hermione and Ron at some stage. And they are Hogwarts people, but he is not.
Right. Does he ever find out that he has magic abilities?
No.
No. Okay. No.
So this is the what if he never found out that he was the son of a wizard.
Yeah.
And he is a wizard and all this sort of stuff. So that's where it's at.
And then
at the end of the movie, it goes back to the final scene of the final Harry Potter movie, and then they play the final scene of that movie as well.
Okay. So it was like I don't know how that makes sense.
It was like the whole movie was what if, and then to highlight to the audience that is only a what if. They played what actually happened at the end.
Oh, okay, right, gotcha. So it was only just speculation.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay.
And then you realise you've wasted 2 hours of your life.
I am interested to know whether that's actually how the plot unfolded, but it's actually remarkably similar to what I had in mind. It's just probably one step removed. Daniel Radcliffe himself as the person, not as an actor, but it explores his life if he wasn't an actor. So what if it happened? Because I'm not 100%
here. A documentary.
Well, a little bit of a sort of a... Yep. Yeah,
what if Harry Potter films never happened for him?
Yeah, so I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think, wasn't he like spotted on the street or he was approached? Mm. He wasn't necessarily into acting so much. You're not so certain about that
one. No, I don't know.
Someone spotted him and goes, hey, you look like Harry Potter.
I heard a rumour
that it was like he was at the movies with his mum and the casting director was behind him
That's what I was thinking.
But I'm not 100% certain if he actually... I'm fairly certain he would have still had to go to casting even though he wasn't in acting yet.
I think he just got given the job because they saw him. So I think the movie revolves around what would have happened to his life if... If he wasn't spotted, if he didn't go to that cinemas, he happened
he
to see...
He didn't go to the cinemas that day.
Or he went into saw a different film. Yeah. You know, he saw Finding Nemo instead of Cars or something like that. and it explores that. Basically, it's a pretty boring sort of film. It you know, it is a rom-com. He does find a girlfriend, but yep. You know, that's the sort of central piece. But apart from that, he just works shifts at a local cafe, and you know, just has a mild interest in hobby planes, and that's about it.
So he's he's a reasonable.
He's just like a pretty normal guy.
Where was the rom-com aspect in yours, Jim?
Hermione.
Oh, okay. There's that's
actually
a bit different.
It's actually rated quite
it's an R-rated film.
It's R. I mean, Hermione and old mate Daniel Radcliffe.
Yep.
50 Shades of Grey style, I'm disappointing it.
Well, I am...
It's a filthy movie. I'm disgusted you watched it, to be honest. I thought you were had a bit more decency, to be honest.
A bit more highbrow.
Yep.
Those are our predictions.
Yeah.
We'll go to a song, find out whether they are correct. Stay with us. You are listening to Sin 90.7. No points for guessing what the song name of that one was. It was Let's Go to the Beach by Banoffee.
Want to go to the beach now?
Yeah.
Do you though?
Mm. I do.
Cold.
I want to go to the beach.
Gonna get me
Fiji
smugglers on.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cold, wouldn't it? The water right now. Oh.
Maybe we should do that for you next on our last show. Just take some mics down and make you go for a swim.
Okay. I'm gonna be live
at 6 a.m.
St. Kilda Beach. Oh, that'd be
very good. Elsie, before the break, we were talking cinema.
We
laid down the song, the movie,
the
name,
title. Yep,
an
which
actor,
is What If,
and the genre. And we, Jim and I, tried to guess separately what the plot involved.
Nailed it, I'm certain.
Just briefly, maybe in a sentence or two, what was your prediction?
Yep, Daniel Radcliffe. It's basically. What if he didn't go to Hogwarts and he just stayed with that family he was with and grew up with them? The rom-com aspect comes in when he meets Hermione later down the track, who is actually a Hogwarts student dating, a muggle, I guess.
And it's R-rated?
And it's R-rated because it does get pretty intimate.
Pretty
between
steamy.
The two.
Mine was similar. It was what happened to Daniel Radcliffe if he didn't wasn't spotted at the cinema and didn't... Have the part as Harry Potter and just lives a normal British life.
Mm. Mm.
Well,
much less exciting.
Unsurprisingly, you're both wrong.
Damn it!
Unfortunately, you've taken the Daniel Radcliffe thing way too far. He is just...
I'm pretty sure that's the only thing we know about.
He only has one line in the movie.
Yeah. He's actually just an extra. No, he is the main character. It's a rom-com. It's called What If. It's an indie rom-com, actually, and it...
Do they wear baggy beanies by any
chance? No, they don't wear the 4-meter long beanies, unfortunately. But the general synopsis is he is a medical student dropout. It starts with him on the roof deleting the last message his ex-girlfriend sent him when they broke up, like a year ago. No.
Deleting Tinder so he can go back downstairs to his missus.
No. He lives with his sister and her son, so he's kind of like a role model for him, and he meets this girl at a party. About a year after he's broken up with his ex, and
forgot to do this before. Spoiler alert.
Yep. Oh, it came
we've
out.
We've got to say
came out in 2013. So.
Oh, so if you haven't seen it, bad luck.
And she actually has a boyfriend, but he decides that he likes her so much that that doesn't matter, and he's happy just to hang around with her and be her friend in quotation marks. And then it kind of all unfolds from there. So they become very close. They're probably best friends, I guess you could say. The boyfriend gets up in his grill at some point going, "Don't you dare try and sleep with her."
Oh, I like that. Get up in his grill.
And, yeah, I thought it was really cute. I thought it was a cute movie. I don't usually like rom-coms, but the indie genre, it generally takes it to a different level, and there were lots of good banter in there as well, which is quite good.
Cool.
Yeah.
How many stars?
I would say four stars.
Four stars?
Yeah, about four stars.
Pretty good. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you here.
Yep.
I won't be watching it.
No.
You lost me when
you
said...
I thought you liked rom-coms.
No, but you used the word cute.
Oh, right.
You're not a cute person.
No, you prefer the R-rated, steamy stuff.
I like steamy rom-coms. A little bit of action.
No, there's no action in it. I think the most that they do is kiss. unfortunately.
Tongue, at least?
No, not even. They make each other sandwiches, which is quite cute.
Oh, jeez.
Romantically? Yeah, do they, make each other's sandwich?
No, no innuendo there.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm being completely let down by this movie.
Sorry
to disappoint you.
Appreciate the review nonetheless.
I'll watch something
watch
a little bit.
Watch a steamy rom-com next week.
I'll watch something a little bit more feisty.
And I'll guess the detail that they get into.
Very good. We've just got a quick sponsorship message. We'll go to a song and
they pay the big bills
get
here.
Get back to you.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.